In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
Falling Creek Middle School of Chesterfield, Virginia, had lost its accreditation in 2010 due to ongoing poor student performance. The state of Virginia took control from the local board for the next 10 years, sent in administrative team after administrative team to try to bring up academic standards and performance. They enacted all the usual methods: new curriculum, cutting-edge training programs, incentive rewards for teachers and students, and of course, teaching for the test, the state test that the state of Virginia administered. None of it worked. None of it worked. 8 years later, academic performance was actually lower than it had been when they lost accreditation. In the fall of 2018, a new principal named Aurelia Ortiz was hired. The state of Virginia wanted her to keep doing the same stuff, just do it harder and do it better. Principal Ortiz nodded politely, but when she got to the school, she went totally off script. She spent the first hour of the first day of school in the parking lot, greeting every middle school student as they got off the bus and going car to car, introducing herself to the parents, the grandparents, the babysitters dropping kids off. And then rain, snow, or shine, Miss Ortiz did that every day of the entire school year. When she entered the building that first morning, she went around and greeted every member of the staff individually: teachers, paras, custodians, cooks, office workers, drivers, mechanics, before going into her own office. And she did that every day for the entire school year. Now, this is feel-good stuff. It's got the makings for a Hallmark movie. But Principal Ortiz was more than just a vivacious and friendly face. Among many, many changes, she threw out the whole teaching for the test so we can meet the standards business. She replaced it with a holistic student-centered approach, including project-based learning, and she restructured the administrative flowchart to give faculty a much greater voice in instituting classroom policy. The state had given Ms. Ortiz 3 years to reach accreditation. She and her new approach achieved it in one. In 1 year, she reversed a negative trend that had gone on for 20 years because she was willing to try something new. In today's gospel, Jesus comes across Simon Peter and his partners, James and John, washing their nets after a long and bad night of fishing. Jesus teaches a little bit from Peter's boat and then turns to Peter and tells him, go out fishing one more time. Peter's like, we just spent the entire night fishing. We're washing our nets. We caught nothing. But Jesus had worded it in an interesting way. Jesus didn't just say, go out fishing one more time, but launch out into the deep. Go out into the deep. In other words, go away from your favorite spots and try something new. And Peter, hesitant though he was, tries a new place and catches more fish than he can possibly handle. This happens way at the beginning of Jesus's ministry. Now, an interesting parallel will happen after the resurrection. Peter and James and John and their friends will be out fishing again 3 years later and doing poorly. This time the risen Lord will be standing on the shore and call to them, try throwing your nets on the other side of the boat. They try this new thing and again catch a big haul of fish. If you'll permit me a loose paraphrase, the Apostle John says, this seems really familiar. Indeed, they do recognize the stranger on the shore to be Jesus and go in and worship him. The interesting thing is that both times Jesus tells them to try something new. First time, launch out into the deep. Second time, try the other side of the boat. Both times, trying something new brought the grace of God upon them. St. Ambrose of Milan says that this invitation to leave our ordinary way and do something new and deeper is above all spiritual. It is above all spiritual. To do something new and deeper is for our souls, for our eternal souls. Launch out into the deep. Try the other side of the boat is an invitation to deepen your spiritual life. And that will likely include either trying something you haven't tried before or doing your spiritual practices in a different way, a deeper way than you have before. When Aurelia Ortiz was hired by Falling Creek Middle School, she didn't just do the same old, same old. She tried something new. She launched out into the deep. She threw her nets on the other side of the boat. So if you want to deepen your communion with God, what would be different from ordinary? What would be trying the other side of the boat for you? Now that'll be different for every person. For one person, it might be adding a spiritual podcast to your life once or twice a week. For another person, they may be so saturated from podcasts, they need to go cold turkey for a year and do something service-oriented. It could be adding a daily prayer time if that's been neglected. But it could also be changing how you pray. Maybe go from 7 minutes of words to 7 minutes of quiet. It could be as simple as turning off our screens and going outside and thanking God for the falling leaves. Here's an example from my own life, if you'll indulge me. This past winter, for the first time in my 55 years on this planet, I tried a silent retreat. 2.5 days with a group of 20 people and no talking. No talking. For me, that was definitely trying the other side of the boat. But I can honestly say that in that time, I encountered God deeply and in ways I had not before. Launching into the deep could be, instead of reading a Bible story, try meditating on a single sentence for 3 or 7 minutes. Or there are a couple of meditations on our church website you could try. As an aside, I hope to add more this fall. But meditation on something spiritual, meditation on God himself, meditation on the person of Jesus Christ could be trying the other side of the boat for you if you have never done this. Now, what it doesn't mean is just adding more to your schedule. Trying something new might be that God is inviting you to say yes to something you've always said no to. It might also be that God is inviting you to say no to something you've always said yes to. Twice, Jesus came to Peter and James and John and their buddies when they had fished all night and caught nothing. The first time, Jesus told them to launch into the deep. The second time, he told them to try the other side of the boat. Both times, they try something new and they draw in more fish than they can handle. St. Ambrose says that this invitation to try something new and deeper is above all spiritual. If you want to deepen your communion with God, open your heart to where God is inviting you. What would it look like for you to launch out into the deep or to try the other side of the boat? Amen.